Hey everybody, this is Caddy. You are in the year-end cafe with none other than my favorite drummer, Roger Taylor. Yes, you heard it here first. He was in the cafe just last month, and he's back again with his year-end. Welcome, welcome, Raj.
Hello. Yeah, that was quick, wasn't it? I'm back in again.
You're back. This is like a double shot.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
But after this, you won't be back till April, so you'll have a nice
Oh,
break
okay.
from
Okay.
me.
All right.
I
Yeah,
like your
okay.
jumper very much. Roger, for those listeners who can't see, which is all of you, he's wearing a Miami
I'm wearing
Beach
a hoodie.
hoodie. I love it. You look very collegiate, Raj.
All right. Thank you. I think it has Miami on it, actually.
I know. I like it very
Yeah.
much. It's a good
Yeah.
color for you.
Thank you.
So, we'll just jump into the cafe, right away and ask you what is the best thing that happened for you in 2025?
You probably know the answer to
I
that. I
do.
reckon you
I
probably know the
reckon.
answer to it. It has to be my daughter Aaliyah's wonderful wedding in Italy. It was so lovely and it was so romantic, and it was just one of life's great highlights. It was absolutely wonderful. She got married in a castle in southern Italy. You probably saw the photographs, and it was a great life moment, and it was that was a wonderful 3 days, and a wonderful, wonderful event. And then, of course, Atlanta got married in Sicily 2 weeks later, which was also a wonderful and beautiful romantic event. So it was a double bubble, shall
That's
we say.
nice. That's very nice. When you, before Aaliyah got married, did you expect it would be such an emotional affair for you? Like, were you thinking, oh, I'm going to be a mess? Or it wasn't until it all unfolded that you've really felt the impact of it?
Yeah, I've got to say, I didn't realize what a big deal it was being father of the bride. Of course, James got married a couple of years ago, which was also fantastic. But being father of the bride is probably one of the biggest moments in a man that you'll have, actually. Of course, we've all played on stage in front of tens of thousands of people. We've been on television. We've been interviewed by the best. Sorry, the dog's barking.
That's okay.
But you have to do a speech, and the father of the bride's speech is quite a big moment in the whole event. And I've got to say, I was kind of nervous about it. I was very nervous about that. And the walking down the aisle is, and you can't screw that up. We had 150 people there watching as we walked down the aisle, and it was a big deal. But thankfully, everything went fantastically, and I have to say that Aaliyah was the calmest and happiest bride that I've never seen. She didn't show a moment of nerves or apprehension or anything. She was a really stunning and wonderfully relaxed bride. So she really helped me out.
Aww. But that's a nice moment you two will always have with each other. You know,
Yeah,
it's your moment with her. Nobody
really,
else is there
absolutely.
when you walk her down the aisle.
Yeah, actually, it creates a great connection, I've got to say, between the father and the bride. It's a wonderful connection that I don't think many other things can give you. Not many other things can give you that moment. It's all about just the two of you, of course, before you hand over to the groom. It's really about the two of you, and then you hand over the bride, and she's luckily to have found a wonderful person to get married to. We're all very fond of him, so it was all just wonderful. I mean, couldn't have been better.
I have like little, I feel like little teary things under my eyes. Like if I really focused,
Yeah, I hope Bri's ready. I hope Bri's
Yeah.
ready. But yeah, definitely number one moment of the year above everything.
I love it. So, what was the best movie you saw this year? Rolling into frivolity, what you did? It didn't have to come out this year. Just what you saw this year.
Well, this did come out this year, and it came out very early in the year. And it was a documentary,
Oh,
a
okay.
music documentary that was a movie, a rockumentary, if you like,
Okay.
about one of my favorite bands when I was growing up. And you can probably guess already that it was the Led Zeppelin
Oh, yes.
movie becoming Led Zeppelin. And we went to the movies to see it, and the sound was great in there. And to see it on the big screen was kind of reminiscent of going to see Song Remains the
The
Same.
song remains the
Yeah,
same,
Song Remains the
yes.
Same. It was kind of reminiscent of going to see Zeppelin at the movies in the 70s when I was, God, I must have been 15 or something.
Oh my God.
So it was really touching actually to go back and revisit the Zeppelin story. And there were so many little nuggets in the movie that I'd never heard before. I loved it when John Paul Jones said that somebody walked in the room and said, "Okay, I've come up with the name of the band." He said, "What is it?" And they said, "Led Zeppelin." And he said, "Oh my God, I just remember thinking that was the most awful name." And of course, we all assume that everybody loved the name of the band, and we all think it's the most incredible
It's such a
name for a
cool
rock
name,
band.
right?
But he's
Yeah.
like, "Ah, oh, I hated the name."
I
And it was
really.
just little things like that that I'd never heard before, which made
Yeah.
it really, as well as the power of the music, it had this wonderful detail in the film.
What I really liked about it is it stopped before their huge fit. It stayed true to its title, Becoming Led Zeppelin. So it was showed their ascent to,
Exactly,
and I
yes.
really liked that. And I never realized that John Paul Jones was sort of like a family man who it was a job for him. You know what I mean? He wasn't like the other
Yeah, he was like a
guys.
jobbing musician, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah,
He
yeah,
played
yeah.
on like advertising
Yeah,
soundtracks,
he
and
already
he'd do
had it.
sessions with different people. And you're right, it was really interesting to see the ascent, because we all know what happened when they got there.
Right,
It was
right.
the first time we'd really seen those very early days that led up to the formation of Zeppelin. So I thought it was a great movie.
It was. I'm with you on that one. So, what was your, if you have one, favorite TV show or TV series of 2025? Again, it didn't have to come out this year, but if you watched it and loved it this year.
Yeah, so my favorite TV series this year, which had just come out fairly recently, was The Reckoning, Sean Combs, the P. Diddy Netflix series. I don't know
Did you
if you've
get through
seen
the
it, have you
whole
seen it?
thing?
I did, yeah, I just finished watching it. And it's definitely one. I mean, I'm not a fan of trial by media. But I mean, it's very interesting. I've found it a very interesting story, to go from what he had and who he was, and the journey that he took, and what he apparently
Allegedly,
became,
yeah.
is allegedly, we'll say allegedly.
Right.
trying to be very politically correct here, but I think it's a fascinating story, and I mean, really shows what the music business can do to somebody. That amount of success can almost ruin somebody. So I found it very, very interesting.
I have only gotten through 2.5 episodes because it really started like to upset me. I felt like terrible. To me, allegedly, there's no doubt in my mind that he had Tupac killed. I mean, it see
Yeah, it
that
does seem like that, doesn't it? It does seem like
it
that, because
does. Those
it was always who
recording.
killed Tupac.
Yeah. Those
And then,
recordings with those guys that they didn't show their faces, but they played their recordings. I guess I don't know how they were at, how they got those recordings, but those two guys that were sort of hired to do Tupac in, and I don't understand really why they weren't arrested, but because they pretty much say that they did it, but I don't, you know, I don't know, but it was a sad commentary. You're right, because he obviously was is a smart guy, and he just took a bad path, allegedly. Keep saying allegedly.
allegedly, yes.
Yes. Roger and I don't want to get arrested on this
Exactly. But
cafe.
he had so much esteem, and he made so many, was involved in so many great things. It was just sad to see the empire kind of collapse. And I guess it's all about the ego, his ego just obviously became so big that
Yeah.
he kind of spun out of control, didn't he? He thought he could do anything and get away with it. But it's definitely an interesting watch if anybody's not seen it yet.
So what was the best book? I know you like to read by autobiographies. Did you read a book in 2025 that excited you?
I did actually, my favorite book of 2025 was What I Ate in a Year by Stanley Tucci.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I love him too. And he's almost one of my neighbors actually. He lives in the same neighborhood in London,
Oh.
So I was kind of interested in what he was doing, and I picked up this book. And it's kind of thinly veiled as a food book, but it's not
Okay.
really. It's about family life. It's about everyday family life. He has young children, and he talks about bringing up young children and the everyday, just that lovely everyday life of bringing up children and feeding them and thinking what he's going to feed them the next day. Then he'll go off to do a movie for a few weeks, and he talks about that, being away, what it's like being away for a long time from your kids, which I know all
So,
about.
right.
Also goes into his journey a little bit, his journey with cancer. So it's a very interesting, quite a deep book actually, but masquerading as something much simpler. But I couldn't put it down once I picked it up. That was my go-to book just before bedtime, and I just found it
Ah,
really relaxing and really enjoyable book. So highly recommended.
that's so nice.
And not quite a biography,
No, not
which is a
quite.
change for me.
You know the story about his first wife, right? Or do you not know that he had a wife that passed away? And
Yeah,
he,
it also touches on that in the book as well.
yeah.
Yes,
And he
yeah,
had
yeah.
three ch kids with her, you know, and he kind of, I think she was sick for a long time. It wasn't like she got sick and passed away. I think that she was ill with cancer for quite some time. So he had
Yes,
to be
yes.
mom and dad and
Yeah.
work as an actor. And then she passed away. And then he's married to,
Yeah, the sister of
yeah,
Emily Blunt, isn't
of
it? Yes,
Emily Blunt.
exactly, yes.
Which I thought is sweet. I think he met her on like a movie set, and I'm glad that he gave love another try. So I'm a big fan of Stanley Tucci. As Roger knows, I am a big, or most listeners knows, I grew up loving Miami Vice. I was like right at the right age when that show came out on television, and Stanley Tucci was on Miami Vice several
Was
times.
he?
Yes, and he had hair. He played
Really? Oh, wow.
recurring.
I've got to check that one out.
I'll send it to you. He
The
plays a
first time I really
recurring bit.
became aware of him was The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh,
It's
right.
the
Okay.
first time he really came onto my radar, and I've kind of liked, I've liked these shows that he's done where he goes to Italy and he
Yeah, me
tries in the
too.
different regional
I'll send you
especially
the
on a team.
Miami Vice clips, but he played like a recurring bad guy
All right, I better
in
check
it.
that one out.
Yeah. So anyway, I've liked him for a long time. So Raj, what's the best music you've heard in 2025?
Well, I've liked this band for a long time. I've liked them for 10 years. In
Okay, I
fact, I
think.
hope I didn't have them in my last cafe.
Can I guess what it
You
is? What
can
you
guess,
is it
yes.
Tame Impala?
No, it's not.
Oh,
No,
okay.
it's Wolf Alice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I saw them. I've liked them for. I saw them on Jules Holland maybe 10 years ago. And I thought they were good, and they were kind of grungy, and they had this great female singer, and I hadn't really heard too much about them since then. And then I saw them on Glastonbury this year, and they were absolutely amazing. I mean, for me, they stole the show, basically. I thought they were so good, and I thought they'd really come on a lot. They'd really developed as a band from the last time I saw them. So it would be The Clearing.
The Clearing. You know, we
That
play a
is.
lot of Wolf Alice on Whoosh,
I do.
actually. We have. And Simon said something similar about their performance at Glastonbury. So you are
Well,
on the.
okay. No, I'm not the only one then.
No, he thought that they were fabulous. So anyway, yeah, that's a great album and cool. That's a good choice. I don't
And
think you
it's
said
nice to see a
them.
band develop like that. There's so many bands that come and go and don't really, their life is very short. But this is a band that I think have really developed. And it's taken a while, but I think they've really developed into an amazing band. And I think they've just been on a US tour, actually.
Yeah, I
And
know that
they're
they were
making it
just
over
tour.
there as well.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome. So would you see them live if you got if you had the chance?
I would actually, yes. Yeah,
Oh, I'll
I
have
would
to
actually.
send you some tour dates.
Yeah, yes, please.
Yes, please. Next question is best Duran Duran moment of the year. I'm guessing that you're all going to say the same thing, but let's see what you say.
Yeah, I'm kind of guessing we're all going to say the same thing as well. And I'm trying to think of something. So I know everybody else is going to choose the same moment. So I'm trying to think of something else, but I can't think of anything as great as the Halloween show in Manchester. I
That's the
assume that's what
one.
you
Yep,
were thinking.
that's the one.
Yeah, it was a really great moment, and as we came off, we all thought that that was a momentous achievement. I think were the words that I said to John as we came off. He said, "Oh, what did you think?" And I actually said that was a momentous achievement that we managed to pull that off. It was a long show. It was, I think I said to you on the last cafe, it was a lot to remember, a lot to rehearse. It was a lot of stuff to pull together. So I think we came off and we thought we'd really delivered a great show.
Well, the reviews would back that up, but I think what I find most interesting is that as you're walking off stage, you're veterans of like 40 something years and you still ask each other what you thought
Yeah,
of
what did
the
you think?
performance.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
care
Yeah.
so much. I think that's amazing. We might have touched on this in the last cafe, but how was it different than the garden? Like, was it just that you're more seasoned, or was it just that it was a European audience? Like, what did you find not better, but different than the garden?
I think it was a bit, we'd honed the show a little bit more. I seem to remember the garden came up pretty quick on the back of a run of shows when we didn't have that much proper. People still loved it, and I think it was still a great show, and people still talk to me about that show. But this, we had more time to prepare for this. It was a little bit more developed. And it was a bigger audience. I mean, this was 25,000 people, I believe, in a sold out venue. So we had it felt bigger. So yeah, it was just as you guys say, awesome.
Awesome. I know you love when I say awesome. So, as we close each year-end cafe, Raj, what are you looking forward to the most in 2026? It could be in Duran life, it could be in real life, it could be a combo of both. Like what are you hoping for in the next year?
Well, the thing that really jumps in into my head is the reportage project, which we always talk about at this
Yes,
time
it
of the
seems
year. We
like we
always say,
do.
this is the year that reportage is going to
Yes.
be finished. And we say it every year, but this year we really do have the first quarter of 2026 as reportage time. We really want to get this finished. Because there is some really, really great stuff in there. I pretty well updated all the drums that I've needed to, and I know that Simon's been in recently. He's very focused on what needs to be finished vocally. So we're going to really have a crack at getting that done by the spring.
Okay.
I believe we will do it this year, and that's the thing I'm really looking forward to.
That's amazing. And what now, I don't know if we'll get any scoop on the cafe, but once that comes out, will Duran Duran go back in the studio to make new music, or you don't know yet?
I don't know. I don't know. We're not really looking any further than from that. I know we want to do some more touring in the summer,
Okay.
which is still to be d decided. And then I don't know. We'll see where we are after that, I think.
Okay. That sounds like a
Wow.
plan. I'll take it. Hey, you
That's half a
guys,
plan. That's half a plan.
it does, and you stay busy. And the Greatest on Vinyl came out, and the
Yep.
Perfumes came out. You guys are, and
Power
you
Station
toured, and the Power
was
Station's
really
coming
good.
out in January. So you always have stuff going on, and that is extraordinary. Not every band can do that.
No.
So
And of course,
I.
I mean, there remains a great appetite as well for the live shows. I mean, people just seem to love the live shows. So, we're going to continue putting energy into the live shows and do lots more hopefully this year. And we've got an idea for a big show this year somewhere in the UK, which I can't talk about, but it's going to be something quite exceptional.
What?
Yeah.
Well, Raj, on behalf of the VIP community listeners, I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a nice bit of time off to you and your family, and all
Yeah.
good things.
Yeah. Same back to you. And I hope everybody has a really great holiday and a great Christmas. And we'll speak next year
In
in
April. In
2026.
2026.
Yeah.
Bye, Raj.
All right. Take care.